The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And it's Hump Day! Hump Day. You know what Hump Day is, right? Wednesday, December 21st. It is winter solstice. 11:06 in the morning. Wednesday, yeah, Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us on this winter solstice day. That means this is the shortest day of the year. But our Power Mall specials are anything but running short. As a matter of fact, Dale Mitchell from Better Living has 14 Sun Air purifier units built right now, ready to ship, and you can get them at the Power Mall, right? I have a Sun Air in my house. I love it. Purifies the air. I got it in the kitchen, as a matter of fact. It's good for 1,000 feet normally. I have an open air area, and it seems to be doing a good job with more than the 1,000 square feet just in my open living area. And it gets rid of those kitchen odors and everything else. And if you hear or smell, rather, it stink, that means it's doing good. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So we've got 14 units ready to go. If you want to call the Power Mall, that's 877-817-9829 and make it work for you. 20% off OptiVita Basic Essentials through the end of the month, even. 10% off OptiVita products, 10% off North American Urban Spice products. That's why we got Stephen Harkins on later in the show, because we're going to talk about some very alarming news that we told you about yesterday from China that's hit America. Yeah, I told you it was going to happen. Now you get to hear about it. OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, two packages of silver lozenges, vitamin C and vitamin D. People from Canada yesterday were calling the Power Mall, ordering it. Lots of it. 10 bottles of OptiVita Silver Liquid. And if, for those of you watching us on Rumble and Skype, or Brighteon rather, after the reruns, and that's going to change, I have a feeling. I've got the big glass of water right here. And it's got the 10 part per million OptiVita Silver Liquid in it. That's why we're staying healthy, folks. Got to stay healthy in order to keep the show going. We have the Silver Gel 24 part per million, too, to round out the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. And you can get it for $53. That's a discount. Normally, it's going to cost you over $70. It's $53 now. So order quantities. You need it. Going to have to get you through at least the winter months. Order 90-day supply. You'll be okay. Now, what do we got to talk about here? Oh, yeah. I told you about the situation with what happened in China yesterday. Let me scroll down the page here and take a look at what's going on. This is one of the reasons why you need to pay attention to the news as we find it. Now, we told you yesterday that the China population is literally buying out the store shelves of all of the cold medicines, ibuprofen, Tylenol, everything they can buy to overcome their symptoms. Now, they're not treating the cause. They're treating the symptoms, but it's driving this crazy, crazy demand. Just the fear. It's the fear. Or, as they say, the fear in pidgin. For those of you who don't speak pidgin, we could have pidgin lessons. And I'm not talking about the cooing. I'm talking about how they speak in downtown Honolulu. And they're done that. You know, you try come, you stay go. You talk story. Yeah, can you, yeah, that's pidgin. All right, that's P-I-D-G-I-N. That's how they spell it over there, for those of you. But in America, CVS and Walgreens are now limiting sales of children's meds, as the triple-demic is driving the demand. Yeah, you go into Walgreens, has got a six-item limit online. Sales at its physical locations are not. That's CVS. Walgreens, however, you're allowed two. CVS, rather, purchases are limited to two. Walgreens is limiting online orders of children's fever and pain meds to 6 to help support availability and avoid excess purchases. Because, as you know, the first time we had a fear panic go on, what did everybody run out and buy? Toilet paper. There was a run on it. And if I knew this, if everybody knew that they were going to go crazy over toilet paper, we could have invested in the paper products companies and made a ton. How much you want to make a bet? A lot of members of Congress knew about this, and they invested in it. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, don't you? The Pelosi's. Yeah, they get all the insider trading scoop, don't they? You remember I told you about Elon Musk saying he was going to resign as CEO from Twitter based on the results of a survey? Well, all the left-wingers came in and voted. 57-point-something% voted to get him out. They didn't want him in there. And he kind of added a little kudo yesterday and said he'll step down as Twitter CEO but remain involved in operations when he can find a suitable replacement. He said, and I quote, "I will resign as CEO as soon as I find someone foolish enough to take the job. After that, I will just run the software and servers teams," Musk said on Twitter. You see, there's always a catch. Yeah, foolish enough to take the job. Did you get that? In other words, you take that job and you're on the firing line. Everybody knows your name. Everybody wants a piece of you. Man, this whole system is just begging to be made fun of. You know, see, this is one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall, is because of this garbage with CVS and Walgreens and this triple-demic. More fear-mongering. Oh, my God, my kids. Oh, my God, my kids. Oh, mommy, did you take your little kid out and get him the jab? Oh, yeah. If you did, guess what? Why is it 50%, I believe, of this country worships the devil? Satan. They're all Satanists. Either that, or they don't know they're worshiping the devil, but they trust their government, and their government's worshiping the devil. Because they trust the government implicitly, everything the government said, except if they actually tested the conscience, and I'm talking about the government says, hey, you need to drive to Florida, and between St. Pete and Bradenton is the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. You are guaranteed, if you jump off that bridge, you're going to die. And we want you to go do it now, en masse. How many people would be stupid enough to do it? Oh, yes, there are a bunch right now that are worshiping Satan. The bird would get in their head, and they would commit suicide. A lot of them have. That's why, you know, I talk about it, because I've read so many news stories about people jumping off the bridge. I mean, it's bad enough we got news anchors blowing their brains out on the air. TV news anchors. Yeah, one in Sarasota did it. She got on the air and said, now for the blood and guts. Boom. There was a Tampa. I know it was a Florida news anchor. I know that. It's either Sarasota or Tampa, one of the two. But they were on camera and blew the brains out right there in the air in front of the crew. Wow. Yeah, I know. You could all just take that little prescription that I make fun of. It's called Damitol. Is your daughter run off with a rock station disc jockey? Yeah. Or a rock musician? Yeah, life is one big bummer and you feel like ending it all. Try new Damitol. For those of you who want instant gratification, we've got Damitol suppositories. Yeah, no. That's like I said, this whole system is begging to be made fun of because of the stupidity of people. I cannot believe how many people are so stupid they believe everything the government tells them. And they go out now, they want to jab their babies. And they have zero idea what's in the jab, but we have to get our baby the flu shot because the government said so. And it's really funny that they deposed Fauci, and Fauci has a Watergate moment. I don't recall. Yet the loudmouth gets on camera and sits there and starts telling everybody, you need to wear a mask, and if you argue with science, you know, with me, you're arguing with science. The man is full of the proverbial caca. And it's a big problem because he keeps opening his mouth and he thinks that he's immune from prosecution. But see, all they have to do is go on camera and play the videotapes of every single press conference and every single speech that he's made and compare it to the emails and indict that bastard. The man needs to hang from a rope. We need to have Nuremberg, and I'm telling you right now, there isn't one defense that Desak and Fauci and Collins and any of those morons up there, including Ja, the new Surgeon General. You know, I keep seeing these commercials for get the booster, get the vax, get the jab. And 50% of America who believes everything their government tells them will run out and get it. And 50% increase their chances of death exponentially every time they get the jab. So what do we suggest? We suggest going to the Power Mall and getting the alternative to the jab. Meanwhile, Belgium is warning its nationals to get the hell out of Iran. We've got this theocracy going on that was installed by the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Security forces have cracked down on the protesters, killing more than 500, arresting over 18,000. They arrested a Belgium national there and was sentenced to 28 years in prison last week. It was an aid worker. Belgium is warning everybody to get out. Why is anybody there? That's what I want to know. Why is any country there? The Belgian embassy in Tehran is very limited in the help it can provide in case of arrest. People holding two passports can't receive consular visit as Iran does not recognize dual nationality. So in other words, you're screwed if they arrest you. Why do people have to be told to get out when they see the proverbial caca hit the fan? The European Union has announced a provisional agreement that reforms the bloc's carbon market, successfully expanding a crucial component of the region's broader green agenda. Yeah, 27 member states. Yeah, it's all their leaders, you see. Part of EU's broader Fit for 55 initiative to slash emissions by a minimum of 62% from 1990 levels by 2030. They want to reach net zero by 2050. Well, good luck with that. These people are fooling themselves, folks, and you're going to watch Europe fold into a little napkin and burn up. The EU price cap on natural gas is unlikely to lower costs for consumers and businesses if countries continue to rush to replenish their depleted reserves, according to the head of the EU Agency for Cooperation of Energy Regulators. Yeah. Market correction mechanism, that's what they call it. Yeah, unprecedented, untested. You see how the narrative works? Energy ministers agreed to set an emergency price cap on wholesale gas at 180 euros or $191 per megawatt hour, which will be triggered if the Dutch TTF natural gas futures exceed the set limit for 3 days. What do you want to make a bet they do? It's going to happen in America too, folks. I got a story about that too. The omnibus spending bill. Let's talk about that for a second, as long as it affects world news. Oh, you are going to love the stupidity of our Congress. Not only Tucker, if you watched Tucker last night, Tucker had on a guest that had a whole list of parts of the pork, some of it going to advocate LGBTQ, millions of dollars. That little click. Yeah, for welfare, for taking care of immigrants, all of this. But out of that $1.7 trillion, the spending bill includes $410 million for advanced and or enhanced, rather, border security. You're thinking, oh, this is a good thing. Yeah, that's until you find out that the enhanced border security is for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. At least $150 million of the funding is to be used to help Jordan secure its borders. What are we doing sticking our nose in other countries' affairs with our tax dollars? You need to be on the phone talking to your congressperson and saying, don't you dare pass this bill. These people, I swear to God, they've been, and Mitch the bitch is right on the top end of this thing. Well, we can't get what we want unless we give them what they want. BS to that, Mitch. You need to go. Old fart. You need to go, Mitch. They need to vote him out when his time is due. He is not to serve another term. You hear me? COVID forever. Guess what they're doing in France? The French prime minister is calling for return of masks in closed spaces. I've got masks in closed spaces. Yeah, we could do that. Like I said, it's begging to be the stupidity of this. We already know masks don't work. But he said you have to wear them during the holiday season to prevent another outbreak of the coronavirus. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Well, these people never learn. They want it. We want to have a bunch of COVIDiots. Parlez-vous français? Yeah. Where are you going? I'm going to put on my mask. And I'm going to get in my car with the windows rolled up and have a case of hypoxia. And then I'll have a COVAccident. Won't that be fun? Now, here's some things. You remember George Floyd, and they burned down half of all these blue state cities because they made George Floyd their poster child? Well, justice appears to be coming down against the white boys. What'd you say, Willis? The white boys, indictments are coming down on five Louisiana deputies for the death of 49-year-old Ronald Green. Gee, I don't hear BLM and everybody else making a ruckus about that. And see, the thing is, they didn't sit on his neck. Yeah. One of the officers who died in a car accident shortly after his termination was announced by a grand jury as telling a friend just moments after leaving the scene that he beat the ever-loving F out of Green. So here's the problem. We've got a state trooper, Corey York, master trooper Corey York, one count of negligent homicide, 10 counts of malfeasance. Lieutenant John Clary, one count of malfeasance, one count of obstruction. Well, they tried to cover it up. Trooper Dakota Moss, one count of obstruction. Retired Captain John Peters, a former F Troop commander, or Troop F commander, F Troop, I can think of as Corporal Agarn. Yeah. Accused of one count of obstruction. Union Parish Deputy Chris Harpin was charged with three counts of obstruction. They all tried to cover it up, but a grand jury just indicted them all. And nobody's talking about it. Green's death was one of several uses of excessive force by Louisiana state troopers against black motorists, helping build ongoing federal civil rights probes into the agency. Nobody's making a stink about that, are they? No. Ronald Green wouldn't be. He was just a traffic stop, for crying out loud. Of course, now the traffic stop, you have to understand that Louisiana state troopers, instead of pulling over and keeping your hands on the wheel and minding your manners, because you know the white boy want to be respected, troopers chased Ronald Green from Monroe into Union Parish until his rental car crashed. And then they tasered him, grabbed him, beat the piss out of him, was forced to lie prone on his belly until he went limp and died. And then it remained concealed from the public and his family for a whole year until his family filed a federal lawsuit in May of 2020 alleging the officers used excessive force. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Cover-ups. This is our government for you, folks. And, you know, it's the handful of the few. And you, when you get into these states, because you got to understand something, Louisiana is in the heart of the South. And I accidentally was driving to Florida once, and I took a wrong turn, ended up down a back road, and ran into a KKK rally where they had a bonfire and a bunch of people on horses and a bunch of people walking around with the white garb on. Don't think it didn't scare the hell out of me. Well, you see, you're deep in the heart because the Grand Wizard down there, David Duke, and all these other people, the Grand Wizard lives right down just outside of Baton Rouge. So, you know, and they're still there. Don't think they're not, because they are. There is a handful, just like there is a handful of BLM people making a killing off everybody else's stupidity and buying mansions and whatever they want to buy. I mean, how foolish can you be? Well, see, this is that the half of America that's worshiping Satan again. They all want something for free. How do they get conditioned to that? Well, you see, the good book says you don't work, you don't eat, right? Well, they don't want to work. They want to sit on their ass and get paid by the government. It's called welfare. Yeah. I remember when the naval officer's widow came to Congress asking for $11,000. And, of course, at that time, the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, said, no, we're not doing that. Don't open that door. You open that door, everybody and his brother. Well, they opened the door, didn't they? Yeah. Oh, this is so much for our democracy. You see, they forgot what our constitutional republic was. And now you can't help. Every time a congressperson today opens their mouth, the word democracy comes out like word vomit. Yeah. That's what happens. By the way, in Maricopa County, Arizona, the judge has ruled that 2 out of 10 claims brought by Governor candidate Carrie Lake are going to be allowed to go forward at trial. Katie Hobbs is probably going to be forced to take the stand. Yeah. Yeah, this omnibus bill, man. I mean, this is all anybody can talk about. And you got both sides, Senate leaders, McConnell and Schumer, you know, Chucky, the guy with the knife that stabs kids, you know, and Leahy. Wow. Yeah, Leahy was on that committee back in 1970 that approved that $10 million DOD grant for research, which created the AIDS virus. Yeah, they created HIV. It's called the bovine bisnovirus. Dr. Robert Strecker talked all about that. And the omnibus bill also gives the DOJ $212.1 million in increased budget to prosecute January 6th prisoners. You know what I bet they're going to use some of that money for? To try to go after Trump. And, of course, the GOP lawmakers are slamming the Democratic left efforts to pass a massive spending bill. You know, I guess they're not trying hard enough. I mean, really, $1.7 trillion? The bill is 4,155 pages long and keeps getting bigger. Oh, now it's $1.82 trillion. Yeah. Discretionary spending by 9% increase. Wow. People are crazy. And of course, Kevin McCarthy, the wannabe House Minority Leader who wants to be Speaker now, is telling media outlets the FBI shouldn't be blindly funded given their past behavior. I say we defund them. If you're going to defund an agency, they're prime candidate for that. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday. And this is winter solstice, by the way. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to the segment. Continuing our conversation about this omnibus bill that you should be calling Congress about. Here is Porcobus. That's what it actually is. Porcobus. A Porcobus bill. Yeah. $1.5 billion. This is your taxpayer money. To encourage people to eat outdoors in sunny Pasadena, California. I am not kidding you. $1.1 million for a solar array in cloudy Kirkland, Washington. $2 million for B360, a group that promotes dirt bike culture in Baltimore. $3 million for the tiny and remote island of St. George, Alaska for water infrastructure. And $2.5 million for harbor improvements for a total cost of $82,000 per resident. Now, guess whose pork that is? Lisa Murkowski. Yeah. 500 million or 500,000 rather for a skate park in Rhode Island. 4.8 million for an environmental impact report on the possible expansion of Chicago's rail transit system. Yeah, bureaucracy at work, folks. 13 million to expand the airport in the tiny city of Abbeville, Alabama. 4 million for soy-enabled rural road reconstruction in Iowa. 1.6 million for the Leahy Center in Vermont. Named after, guess who? Patrick Leahy, who was on the committee that funded the creation of the AIDS virus at Port Dietrich, Maryland. Yeah. Plus a wide variety of funding for woke organizations. Oh, yeah. $1.2 million for LGBTQIA plus pride centers. Wait a minute. You know, support services for DACA residents, another $1.2 million for them. $477,000 for the Equity Institute to indoctrinate teachers with anti-racism virtual labs. $1 million for Zora's House in Ohio, a co-working and community space for women and gender-expansive people of color. $3 million for the American LGBTQ plus Museum in New York City. Oh, God, have a museum for the drag queens. $3.6 million for a Michelle Obama trail in Georgia. Like I said, begging to be made fun of. $750,000 for LGBT and gender nonconforming housing in Albany, New York. $2 million for the Great Blacks and Wax Museum in Baltimore. $856,000 for an LGBT center in New York. $750,000 for the Trans Latin et Coalition to provide workforce development programs and supportive services for transgender and gender nonconforming and intersex immigrant women in Los Angeles. $2 million for MLK Labor in Washington, an affiliate of the AFL-CIO that expelled Seattle police officers from their union ranks. $956,000 for the Equity Incubator at the universities at Shady Grove in Maryland. And $791,200 for equitable energy resilience and EV infrastructure in Sonoma, California. Yeah. You think the pork just keeps coming. These people, until you call up and tell them no, this junk is going to keep coming into the omnibus bill, and it's just adding to our mess. Just thought I'd let you know. Wells Fargo, meanwhile, here's the latest. You remember I told you about a run on the banks? I think that you need to close. If you're banking at Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, any of these major banks, U.S. Bank, anybody that is participating in the Remix, I'm talking about real estate mortgage investment conduits. In other words, they're selling their loans and servicing them into securitization and screwing with people's change of title. I think you need to go to your bank accounts, close them, and go somewhere else to a smaller bank. Send a big message. Wells Fargo was ordered to pay $3.7 billion for illegal activity, including unjust foreclosures and vehicle repossessions. I got a copy of the consent order, and they stipulated to it. Federal regulators, the CFPB, ordered Wells Fargo to pay $1.7 billion civil penalty, in addition to more than $2 billion to compensate consumers for a range of illegal activity. Yeah, we'll see just how many consumers get paid. If this has happened to you, please email us at support@thepowerhour.com. I have a whole band of attorneys that would like to do a class action lawsuit against Wells Fargo. So we just need four in the class that have all been affected by the same thing that Wells Fargo did to you, including illegal foreclosures. Now just imagine lying to the CFPB, lying to the government. These banks come in and say that they are passing along notes and deeds of trust and mortgages into these REMIC trusts, which are only allowed, according to the Internal Revenue Code at 860G, to stay open for 1 year. 1 year. That's it. Then they got to close. And we've got one attorney decided he was going to go out, and I'm going to be showing this at our workshop. We're doing a one-day seminar in Los Angeles in January on the 28th. And I'm going to actually show you the document from the Delaware Secretary of State that shows this particular REMIC was closed in 2005. Voluntarily canceled. Yeah. So you got this thing that's being canceled, which means as of 2005, nothing can be conveyed into it. Yet I have somebody I'm working with now that has an assignment of deed of trust and note into this very REMIC that was canceled and closed a year later. And they forged the document and nobody's doing anything about it. You see, this is the kind of crap I'm talking about. And Wells Fargo is one of the key players in the securitization game. They are what we call a master servicer of all these REMIC trusts. You don't believe me? Yeah. Go to irs.gov and type in publication 938 and download the latest and greatest of all the quarters. You pick one. Starting from 2000 and whatever, up to today, this year, 2022, and see all of those REMIC trusts that are out there, all that crap that's been securitized. Go look for yourself. They have a startup date on each one of those REMIC trusts, and every single one of those startup dates, 1 year from that date, you're done. Yeah. How does that work? That means they can avoid paying taxes because it's basically one of these tax-exempt REMIC trusts. 1 year. 1 year is all the tax exemption they get. Wow, can you imagine if a whistleblower came forward and told the IRS, you know what the IRS is paying for whistleblower awards? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ratting out the REMIC trust to the IRS because they stayed open longer than a year, which is what the law allows, and all of a sudden now their tax-exempt status is gone. Wow, how's that work? How's it work when the servicers are foreclosing on homes when the plaintiff they're foreclosing on behalf of is no longer in business? How's that work? This is the insanity of the greed that plagued America after the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed. Rita in Missouri, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Okay, you've really got me wound up today, too, because the corruption just don't want to stop. And the most corrupt, the most corrupted of the manipulations is running everything. And that, I'm a shy person, and it takes a lot for me to call in. But this kind of stuff makes me mad as hell.
And you're not going to take it anymore.
I know about it, too.
Please, okay, whatever you do, Rita, it's probably freezing cold where you are. Don't run to the window and open it and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I just might do that, though. But my first comment is, when the pandemic started, what'd they do? They closed the churches. They made all the sports implemented into a cashless society, getting people ready. That's one. Okay, another, several years ago, I found out, and people don't realize this, flat-screen TVs, when you're watching your TV, there is a camera right in the center of that TV that someone is watching you.
That's the smart TVs, yes.
Yeah, the smart TVs, when they first came out with those flat screens, and they're all made in China. Okay, then, global warming with these minus temperatures all over the country does not make any logical, intelligent sense. So I've studied and I've practiced a lot of body work. So I know body work and I know frequencies. Okay, but what we're sitting on right now is far worse than their little phrase, global warming. Okay, there's UVA, and people can look this up. UVA, UVB, we're living in UVC. The next phrase of this nonsense I'm afraid of is going to be everyone is going to have, oh my gosh, that's why I write my notes, because like I say, I get mad that I can't think. It's going to be radiated. It's going to be radiation poisoning.
Well, and that's why we have Nuke Protector to power them all, Rita. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head so far. I think you have a lot of people out there not even looking at their notes and they're agreeing with you. So, I certainly can appreciate the fact you're upset. But see, the next call is to your congressperson to tell them, don't you dare vote for all that pork. Because this is just the beginning of our downfall. And see, the thing is that nobody's paying attention to the fact that they're trying to stick us with a bill that they created because we elected them to create it. Now, either they got elected because they stole the election, or they just basically blatantly don't care what we the people really need and want. And they go out and cater to all their special interests that are going to keep coming back and getting them reelected again, which is why I made the comment earlier about 50% of America. Just because we say one nation under God does not mean that everything the government says is God-based. It's anything but.
It's anything but. And so my last comment is, a nutcracker is a hard nut to crack.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. Enjoy cracking nuts this holiday season. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Rita. Appreciate your call. God bless. All right, Satanism. Yep, we talked about it. It's gone mainstream in America, indoctrinating children and young people. And, of course, this is based on an article that was published yesterday. Are you ready for the coming foreign invasion of the U.S. this week? Wow. Wednesday, besides being winter solstice, a pagan satanic holiday that predates the Christian Christmas holiday. Comments from people: winter solstice was never a satanic holiday. It's cruel and erroneous to state the winter solstice, which was universally acknowledged and had nothing to do with Satan, who is only found in the Bible, where he was invented as a fictional character. Being a religious zealot ruins otherwise good information that your organization provides. It points to complete ignorance of what is in your world. I mean, these are comments that, you know, when you have articles come out, everybody gets crazy. And, of course, they're warning people, look, get past the fear porn. We've got an article linking that. And, of course, it's from the Satanic Temple website under the category holidays, talking about Christmas and pagan rituals and whatnot. Now, people actually go to these things. Wow. And read them. Unbelievable. We've got articles in our health category, one of which, Dr. Ryan Cole, you remember him, he's a guy from Idaho, doctor up there, their medical health examiner. He's basically saying what I was talking about on a show about the child that got vaccinated blood and died of blood clots, the baby. And doctors, you know, to me, it's MedMal. A growing number of people are in need of blood transfusions, and they're requesting blood that comes from people who haven't gotten the jab. And, of course, pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole compared the current unknowns regarding vaccinated blood with HIV-tainted blood that was used for transfusions in the 1980s. Directed donations and autologous donations or self-donations are options for receiving blood free of mRNA, but in both cases, you need your doctor to submit a Red Cross Special Collections order form. A safe blood donation campaign has also been formed to match blood donors and recipients who have not had COVID-19 shots. See, a lot of people don't trust this, and when you get somebody that's going in there that hasn't had the jab and they need a transfusion, they sure as hell don't want to get vaccinated blood. People just think, oh, they're going to give me a transfusion. No big deal. Oh, it is a big deal. And you need to be aware of it. And, of course, aspartame, whichever, NutraSweet, call it what you want, phenylalanine. Yep. Well, apparently it might have a potent effect on your central nervous system. Yep. So many red flags coming out lately. Contributing to anxiety that lasts two generations. Why would they want to do that? How many people are going to have anxiety attacks and say, oh my God, I got to go jump off the Sunshine Skyway? They're really trying to kill us. We've also got a story about how to whiten your teeth at home and what to avoid. Naturally whitening your teeth. Swishing around coconut oil. Use formulas with hydrogen peroxide. Making a do-it-yourself baking soda paste. Yeah. Now let's talk about what's happening up and coming in the real world this week. You ever heard of the term bomb cyclone? A large winter storm could develop into this. And of course, now they have a name for it. It's called Winter Storm Elliot.
Elliot.
Yep, winter. I had to do a little ET there. Winter Storm Elliot is expected to bring blizzard conditions, which will likely cause widespread travel disruptions. A bomb cyclone, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is when a storm system's pressure drops 24 millibars in 24 hours, or at the rate of 1 millibar per hour, in a process known as bombogenesis. Or genesis, whichever. Take your pick. According to the Weather Channel, it could develop over the Great Lakes region. Those of you in the Chicago area, no, and Buffalo and Cleveland, oh, yeah. Any of the major cities, Rochester. Now, why didn't I think of that before? This is my Jack Benny coming out. All right, so as a result of all of this, yeah, utility costs have surged across the U.S., leaving millions of Americans falling behind on their monthly bills. And it might get more challenging as households nationwide can expect to pay higher utility costs for decades to come due to storm recovery bond charges. Natural disasters have ravaged the U.S. in recent years, from hurricanes to winter freezes, which makes you wonder whether or not it's geoengineering screwing with our economy. Oh, I'll bet you it is. Like I said before on this show, what is the difference between the truth and a conspiracy theory? 6 months. Yeah. More companies have taken on recovery bonds this year. In the first 9 months, Bloomberg data shows businesses have issued a record $17 billion in recovery bonds, with estimates suggesting it could top $20 billion by the end of the year. But, however, the Postal Service, remember, near rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail. Yeah. Oh, that was Underdog. that's a different cartoon. It is a cartoon. Every time I go to the post office, I go up to the desk, and when I order a roll of, I ask for forever bankrupt stamps. And the clerks start sniggering. Because they know where I'm going with that. Yes, could I have a roll of forever bankrupt stamps? And they're like looking at me, giving me that look, you know, that look of, what do you mean forever bankrupt? What do you know? We don't know. Oh, folks, you know. Know thy customer, remember? Well, know yourself, too. Know who you're working for. Well, the Postal Service is pledging to move to an all-electric delivery fleet. Oh, can you imagine what's going to happen when these vehicles get waterlogged? They get caught in a flood, they're going to catch fire? Oh, but hey, they're going to go all electric for all new electric purchases starting in 2026. $3 billion in funding approved under a landmark climate and health policy adopted by Congress last year. Oh, they snuck that in. Let me tell you something about that 4,000 plus bill they're messing with right now. Not one congressman has read the entire bill. You could have all the staffers assembled in the world and not one congressman has read that bloody thing. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, It's a Wonderful Life, the movie.
It is.
There's one,
well, I know, the Clary House, yeah.
But one part of the movie that always fascinated me was when George was falling in love and the phone rings and he picks up and it's the guy that says, hee-haw, George, hee-haw, invest in plastic, George, invest in plastic. That was the line that I thought, plastic, what is plastic back then?
I know it. Now look at what it's done to our economy and what it's done to the environment.
But, if you had only listened to the old hee-haw, man, you'd have been wealthy.
That's right. Boy, talk about insider trading all over the movie, huh?
That's what I always said. Because what was plastic back in the day? There was rubber. There was plastic explosives were just coming out.
True.
So, all
brand
new.
Yeah, and people can make recipe at home, too, by the way. You know, C4 is, I call it nitromethane plastic number two. A lot of these things, you can be your own MacGyver at home if you really set your mind to it. But, of course, we don't encourage that because we don't want the overfunded FBI coming to your door and accusing you of conspiring to blow something up.
Hey, 45 years of working outside my whole life, and I've watched this weather change. The clouds change, the funny clouds. I've watched it all. And the one thing that I finally heard was the never-ending thunder. It starts to thunder, and it just never stops thundering. It just keeps going and going and going and going. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, we hear it a lot. I hear it a lot down here, too. The thunder that never stops. Must be
the
from
thunder
the thunder. Yeah, it must be the thunder from down under.
Yeah. But the weather, I've watched them spraying the skies now for years, turning perfectly blue days into hazy days in Michigan. From the East Coast to the West Coast, they spray us down quite often now. And I point it out to people, and people just look up in the sky, and they don't even see it. And I don't know how people can't see it.
Well, they're in denial, Tim. That's what it is. They're in complete denial. They are just enveloped by this mind warping that our government has catered to. By the way, the Twitter files that just got released yesterday are showing how the social media platform quietly aided U.S. intelligence officials. It's called military psyops. Oh, yeah. All the way into the military. What can I say? Stephen Harkins will be joining us after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour for segment number two, talking about your health. Stay with us.
You all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.